Microsoft Machine Learning Studio provides the capability to execute R scripts on the datasets. There is a execute R script module that we can use for this purpose. Firstly, let's connect this to the dataset. As you can see, there is, on the right-hand side, there is a R script window where you can edit and put your R code here to do the tasks. If the code is only few lines long, then we can put it in this window. If we want to convert the categorical value of the target variable, here is the code. We can execute. It's done. Let's take a look at the result. We can see the income field has changed from categorical to numerical values, to zeros and ones. Now, if we want to do something more complicated and the R code is long so that the window is large enough to contain that code, we can put that code into a script. Here, we have a script to calculate the risks for the categorical variables. Let's add another execute R script module. Let's copy this and paste. Then we connect the calcategoricalrisks.zip file to this execute R script module. This zip file was uploaded as a dataset to the studio and contains the R script that calculates the categorical risks. In the R script window, we'll first load the calc-categorical-risks.r file and then call the calc-risk function, assign that to the dataset, and then save it back. Let's run again. Let's take a look at the output. As you can see, this result is a risk table, with each variable name, which is a variable level, and then the corresponding risk. The next thing we want to do is risk table lookup. Assign the risk values to the categorical columns. Add another execute R script. And this time we use a different R script. This script. Connect to this. This module takes three inputs. One is the original dataset, the other is the risk table, the other is the script to do the risk table lookup. Assign the risk values to the original dataset. And the code looks like something like this. Let's click run. So now it has finished running. Let's check the results. You can see that the work class education, these categorical columns now have numeric values, which we can use for the next steps, such as model building activities. So the final model will look like this.